1 Corinthians chapter 4. People should see us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Also, it is required in stewards that a man be found to be honest. But with me, it is a very small thing for me to be judged by you or of man's judgment. Yes, I don't judge my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet I'm not justified by this, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will reveal the thoughts of the hearts, and then every man will have praise from God. And these things, brothers, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, so that you'd learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, so that none of you would be puffed up for one against another. For who makes you to differ from someone else? And what do you have that wasn't given to you? Now if it was given to you, why do you boast as if you hadn't received it? Now you are full, now you are rich. You have walked with kings, you have walked like kings without us, and I do want God to make you rule, so that we also can rule with you. For I think that God has set us the apostles last, as if appointed for death, for we are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even until this present hour, we hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain place to live, and labor, working with our own hands, being made fun of, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure it. Being defamed, we present our case. We are made like the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things until this day. I don't write these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you don't have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have fathered you through the gospel. So I ask you, please, be followers of me. For this reason I have sent you Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways that are in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up as though I wouldn't come to you, but I will come to you shortly, Lord willing, and will know not the speech of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Which do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and in the spirit of meekness?